Quiet Dreams and Liminal Spaces, written by Flower Parrish and read by K-Burb. This is a Marvel-DC crossover fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Phil Coulson / Jim Gordon and is additionally tagged with liminal spaces, diners, coffee, workaholic Phil Coulson, first meetings, Gotham City is sentient implied, and POV Phil Coulson. 2 a.m. in a 24-hour diner is always a liminal space in time, even when that diner isn't located in Gotham. But when it is, well, you know you're stepping into a strange place the second you cross the threshold, and if you expect any differently, that's on you. That said, Phil Coulson is not, by nature, a superstitious man. He is not nearly as practical and buttoned up as he pretends to be. The bland persona works wonders for letting him escape notice majority of the time, but he never would have gotten as high up in an organization like S.H.I.E.L.D. if the bland persona was actually the truth of who he is. Superstitions, though, have never been a particular hang-up of Phil's. He's known agents who had little quirks, couldn't walk under ladders or would go out of their way to never cross a black cat's path, but Phil bases his beliefs on evidence, and he's never seen any particular evidence to back up those idiosyncratic beliefs. Gotham, however, is a beast of her own, and Phil knows better than to ignore a superstition or sixth sense feeling when he's within the bounds of this city. Phil is a smart man, and more than that, Phil is a survivor. He knows when to listen to his senses over his head, and nothing sets them prickling like Gotham City does. So Phil crosses the threshold of this little rundown diner, feels a prickle run down his spine, and glances around the space, taking it in. Looking for threats, of course, but also looking for anything that seems important. Phil hadn't been looking for anything more than a cup of coffee to help him get through the last of his paperwork, but his feet had led him here, and Gotham has rarely ever guided Phil somewhere he didn't need to be. The lone patron of the diner is a man slumped at a Formica countertop, cup of coffee cradled close to his chest like a lifeline. Phil approaches casually, slides into the seat one down from him, and orders a coffee for himself as well. "Rough night," he asks. The man turns to him, and Phil sizes him up. Police, he'd bet, even if the man isn't wearing a uniform of any kind. He doesn't hold himself like a soldier, exactly, but he's not the kind of man who doesn't know how to hold his own in a fight, and his eyes say that he's seen more horrors than most.
"Aren't they all?"
Phil snorts and tips his now-full coffee mug in a vague salute of agreement. "I'll drink to that," he agrees, sipping some of his black coffee and resisting the urge to grimace in distaste at the burnt bitterness of it. The man beside him smirks a bit, like he reads the expression behind Phil's blandness anyway.
"What brings you to my neck of the woods at this hour, agent?" he asks.
Phil blinks. There shouldn't be anything about him to give away who he is, save for the paperwork tucked in his briefcase. He could easily pass, at the moment, for a hapless businessman. Even more damning, though, Phil hadn't realized that this man had sized him up just as neatly as Phil had done to him. It should be frustrating or even frightening, but Phil has always been drawn to competency like nothing else, and this tired man with bags under his eyes who is clutching his cup of coffee like a lifeline is evidently ruthlessly competent for all his casual demeanor. "Nothing, save for some caffeine and a change of atmosphere while I finish my paperwork," Phil tells him, going for honesty.
"So, as long as you don't mind the company?"
He grunts, hardly a warm response, but something in the expression feels welcoming nonetheless.
"Sure," he allows. "Let me know if there's anything I can help you out with while you're at it."
He relinquishes his coffee to hold out his hand, offering it to shake.
"Commissioner Jim Gordon."
"Agent Phil Coulson, S.H.I.E.L.D.," Phil returns.
"And I'd appreciate that, Commissioner."
"Just Jim," he dismisses. "Phil, then," Phil allows, a small smile quirking at the corner of his lips.
"And if that's the case, then coffee's on me." "I won't say no to an offer like that," Jim laughs,
just a short noise of amusement,
but something in the air around him lightens a bit, some of the weight dragging him down, easing for the moment. Thank you. Anytime, Phil says, and finds himself entirely unsurprised by how much he means it. In fact, he's rather hoping this might become something of a common occurrence. Jim Gordon, coffee, and liminal hours spent side by side. If nothing else, a man can dream. The end.